Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing a teaching on how to follow God's will. And actually, this is a five-part teaching, and it's a follow-up to another five-part teaching that I just did on how to find God's will. Now we're talking about how to follow God's will, and when I get through with this, I'll go into how to fulfill God's will. And sometimes people don't make a distinction between these things, but I tell you, it's one thing to know what God's will is, but then to follow it and fulfill it is a totally different thing. So I think that there's value to each one of these, and we're now into that second five-part teaching on that, and this is entitled How to Follow God's Will. The first teaching out of this five-part set on how to follow God's will is entitled Following the Desires of Your Heart. And yesterday on our program, I used Psalms chapter 37, and I focused primarily on verse 4 that says, Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I really believe that what this is saying, it's not saying that if you desire a pink Cadillac, God's going to give it to you, or if you desire a brand new house or a new wife or a new husband, he's going to give it to you. I think what this is saying is that when you delight yourself in the Lord, when you put God absolute first in your life and you're seeking him with your whole heart, then God changes the desires of your heart. He puts his desires in your heart. And I gave some examples of this yesterday, how that when I got really turned on to the Lord and when I made this decision that I've been teaching about from Romans 12, 1 about becoming a living sacrifice, when I made that decision, I mean instantly, my desires just transformed. Things that were important to me before were unimportant. When you get God first in your life, it's like it just has a domino effect and all of your priorities change, everything that you're desiring, your wants, your desires, everything changes. And so I bring all of this out to say this, that when you want to follow God's will, if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, and that's a huge if, this doesn't work if you aren't sold out to God. If you are a Christian in name only, or if you are born again and waiting on heaven before you commit yourself completely to God, this won't work for you. And this complicates everything. Then it becomes very hard to follow God's will. But when you sell out to God and give him everything that you've got and put him first place in your life, then an amazing thing happens. The Holy Spirit starts changing the desires of your heart. And things that in the past you would have longed to do, all of a sudden they lose. You lose your desire to do it. Your desires start focusing on God. And if that's happening, this is again a big if you are delighting yourself in the Lord, then here's an amazing statement. You can do what you want to do. And you know, to most people, that just sounds like that's not Christian, because a lot of people think that following God, God is going to ask you to do something that you hate. You are just literally going to hate following God. And if you give him that freedom in your life, it's just going to destroy you. That's what a lot of people think. I know that when I was a kid growing up in church, we used to sing these songs about wherever he leads, I'll go. And it was a sad type of song. And you'd sit there and nearly have tears running down your eyes. And then you'd have some missionary get up and talk about how that they are living in a grass hut in Africa. And they've been, you know, had witch doctors throwing spears at them. And it's just terrible. And you think, oh God, do you want me to do this? But God, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. But that's not the way that it is. It's not like that at all. If God wants you to go to the farthest corner of the earth, did you know what? He will change the desires of your heart so that you'll love it. I've got a lot of people. I got a lot of friends. I can think of Bobby and Lynn Crow, who've been friends of mine for decades, and we support them on a monthly basis. And they've lived in Mexico for, I'm not sure, but I know it's over 20 years, maybe 25 years. And they raise their kids there. And I have heard Bobby say often that he is so thankful that God sent him to Mexico, that his kids grew up down there instead of in this American culture that's so materialistic and focused on all of these negative things. Their kids have turned out good. They're in the ministry and they're doing good. And you know what? They love it. And some people would think, well, man, look what they've had to give up. And yet God has blessed them. They're prosperous. We've been showing some of these destiny stories, videos of people that have come to our Bible school, and through that we've got to know them. And they have gone places and done things that some people would think about, look what they're having to give up. And yet they just love it. They love it. You know, I'm thinking right now about Mike and Carrie Pickett. Carrie, when she first came to the school, I think she was just 17 or 18. She had just graduated from high school. And when she first came to the school, she had known since she was a little girl that God had a special call on her life. And she graduated from our Bible college, I think she was 20 or 21 years old. And the very first thing she did was go to Russia. And I mean, she went to Murmansk, which is 100 miles above the Arctic Circle. And she went up there in a hostile environment into a people that she couldn't speak their language. And just a 21-year-old girl, and she's a beautiful lady. And, you know, in the natural, it looked like she was giving things up. Her family, her friends thought she was crazy to be going on the other side of the world. And she went over there and ministered. And then God told her to literally give up her desire for a husband. Not that she would never get married, but He just says, you need to sacrifice that to Me. And she was willing to do it because she was a living sacrifice. And so here she is in Russia on the other side of the world. And most people would think, here's a young person who's given up everything. And they're over there and she was ministering to drug addicts. They have a huge alcohol problem in Russia. And there were drug addicts and alcoholics. And she was ministering to these people and having to raise her own money, living in a very Spartan situation. And all of these things that some people would pity her. And look at what she's given up. And yet Carrie just fell in love with it because it's what God told her to do. When God tells you to do it, He changes the desires of your heart. And she loved it over there. And she was willing to stay there forever. And she was willing to give up her desire to have a husband. And then after she made that commitment, guess what? St. Petersburg, Russia, she came across her future husband. I mean, he was from Pittsburgh, and they met in St. Petersburg, Russia. And I mean, Mike and Carrie now are just awesome. They're directing our Bible school there. We've just opened up an office in Russia. We are now broadcasting to 169 million homes across 11 time zones in Russia. I'm speaking Russian, if you can imagine such. Amen. We got Volodya, one of our employees over there, that voice over my thing, and I'm preaching in Russian, and they have an office, and we are getting response. The very first week or month or whatever, we had over 79 requests, and it's beginning to build. And they're over there, and they are loving it, and by the time you see this program, Carrie will have had her first child. And I mean, God has just blessed them, and some people think, you know, what a terrible sacrifice she made. But if you were to hear Carrie talk about it, it's just the opposite. As a matter of fact, I tell you what I'd like to do is during the rest of this program, we have her testimony on our Destiny series. And I'd like to just play that for you today. We'll continue our teaching on how to follow God's will on our program tomorrow. But I'd like you to just see this DVD that we have. There's a total of 7 people on here who have found God's will. And I want you to hear Mike and Carrie talk about this and realize that when you delight yourself in the Lord, God gives you the desires of your heart. And I tell you, it'll be a blessing. So watch this, and I'll be back at the end of the program.
God and I got so close in Russia. I mean, He was my husband. He was my best friend because I was by myself. Other people on the team had families or were married, and I would go home and I had such a great relationship with God. It's so transforming. I remember I used to carry around my Bible. I didn't understand it, but I'd carry it around with me because I knew that one day I would be able to teach this. Whenever Andrew came to our home church, it was just simple teaching. Even as a 10, 11, 12-year-old, for years until I came to Bible school, he came to our home church. And so I remember being really impacted by that because I understood it. And I realized, if I can understand it, then maybe one day I can learn how to share this with other people. Andrew came one year and said that he had a school. And I remember last Sunday my pastor said, you need to go there. And I thought, well, yeah, maybe. But I thought about a lot of different schools. I thought about especially, you know, mission schools. I had big missions programs and things like that. And I thought, well, I'll check it out. So when I came up here, I remember sitting in on one class that Andrew taught, and then I sat in on a second class that another teacher taught, and I took so many pages of notes and got so much revelation and felt so much peace and excitement about the Word. At that moment, I said, this is where I'm going to school. I didn't find out anything else of how long it was, how much it was, anything like that. I just knew this is the place for me, because more than a missions program and, you know, all this practical training and some of these other programs, I knew that the Word is what I needed. First year was fantastic, just got really grounded in the Word. The director at that time was going to go back to Russia, and he had been a missionary in Russia years before that, and so he was making a trip back in, and I just got excited. I thought, well, that would be great. So I got to go actually my first year. God did some amazing things. We saw salvations, we saw healings. I mean, I got to teach and preach, and God just opened up my heart, and I love the Russian people. I mean, we just clicked. When I came back, it was a real time of prayer, just discovering, you know, Lord, where have you called me to? Because I felt I was called to the nations, because Africa was on my heart, and India was on my heart, and China was on my heart. But God said, no, Russia's the place for you. So I finished up my second year, did a little bit of my apprenticeship program, you know, raised my support, gathered partners, and left when I was 21. My first trip, I'd been there 7 months, and the Lord had asked me, how long will you give Russia? And I remember thinking, I want to go to the other nations, Lord. I mean, really, the nations are on my heart. I don't want to be stuck in Russia my whole life. But he said, how long will you give Russia? And it was just clear as my heart, this conversation with the Lord. And I said, Lord, if you want me to stay in Russia for the rest of my life, I'll live in Russia. And at that moment, he gave me a photographic memory to learn Russian and to be able to pick up the language and be able to communicate with people. And it was like the next day, full sentences. And students were like, when did you learn Russian? And I mean, I still sounded like a kid. Maybe my grammar wasn't the best. My grammar's still not the best. But I mean, as far as getting my point across and what I wanted to say and not being embarrassed about it anymore, just started coming out, and students were like, oh my goodness. And you know, God and I got so close in Russia. I mean, he was my husband. He was my best friend, because I was by myself. Other people on the team had families or were married, and I would go home, and I had such a great relationship with God. It so transformed me, because I wasn't looking for someone to fill me. Now, on the other side, very honestly, there was a part of me that still, as a Christian, I was still looking. So in 2004, God really spoke to me very clearly, and he said, I want you to give up marriage as if you will never get married. And then if I give you someone, you will know it's from me. And I remember my very first response was, da-da-da-da-da, you know, because, you know, I was thinking, give up marriage. Because when God says give up something, he doesn't mean pretend like, okay, God, I gave it up, but still have it in my heart. He said, give it up as if you never would. And so I did. I gave up marriage, and I thought, all right, that's it. I'm not going to get married. The rest of my life on the mission field doing ministry will be single. And something changed in me.
She knew the Word. That's one thing I saw about her immediately. She really had a good understanding of the Word of God. In 2003, I got a newsletter from some people who were still over in Russia who I had known back in the mid-90s. And so I thought, you know, I might as well get back in touch with them. It has been a while since I've heard from anybody in Russia. They had invited me, why don't you come back over and see different people who we knew and see how they're doing. And so I thought, oh, sure, why not?
They told me one day, yeah, this guy's coming over. And they were telling me all about this guy. Oh, he's so godly, and he's good looking, and da-da-da. And I remember thinking, this guy sounds dangerous.
When I landed in St. Pete, Carrie was the first person, actually, who I met. She was at the airport waiting for our friends, who were mutual friends, turned out to be, who were coming back. And I had gotten the chance to meet her at that time, and immediately she made an impression upon me.
And we became friends just right off the bat. Great friends. But it was neat because I had no agenda. I wasn't thinking, well, maybe this guy's the one. And all of those games that still as Christians you can play. And I just like, this is a friend. So we were just in each other's face. So what did God show you today?
She knew the Word. That's one thing I saw about her immediately. She really had a good understanding of the Word of God. And then I got a chance actually to visit the Bible school, and I saw that she was a very good teacher of the Word of God. And I was just very impressed by that. And, of course, she was a very attractive young lady.
Then he went back to America, and that was it, I thought.
So when I got back to the States, we kept in contact through email and through letter writing and through phone calls. And both of us were getting closer and closer.
What began to happen is I started to notice, I'm starting to like this guy. And so I asked God, I went back to that initial thing that God told me. I said, God, you said, give up marriage as if I never would get married. I said, but you also said, if you gave me someone, I would know it's from you. So, Lord, I will ask you to help me with this because this is the kind of person that I would want. So, but if you don't want him, then that's okay. Then I don't want him.
So we decided that, okay, from this point on, we're not going to speak to each other. We're not going to write. We're not going to be in contact until we hear from God.
And so we stopped talking for 5.5 months. We didn't communicate. We didn't talk. We didn't email. He was in America. I was in Russia. And we just said, Lord, if this is you, show us. But during that time, God said, yeah, this is the one I have for you. And I was like, woohoo! You know, I was so excited. But again, I didn't know if he had heard from God or how we were gonna go that next step. And God showed us each step how to do it. We started a courtship long distance. And then he came over and stayed with those missionaries that I'd first met him through. Stayed with them for 3 months, and we had, and basically on the field, in the midst of ministry, in the midst of preaching and teaching courtship, just to get to know each other. And we knew it was God's will, so we could pursue, you know, finding out, okay, what is the next step? You know, what has God called us to? What are your gifts? What are my giftings? What are our callings? You know, ministering together, preaching together. It was awesome.
After our time here was in St. Petersburg was over, we flew back to Colorado.
He met my family and asked for my hand in marriage. And praise God, Mom and Dad said yes. Then we got engaged, and then he stayed in America, and I went back to Russia. And then we had 6 months of a long-distance engagement. And then I came back to America in 2006, and we saw each other a week before we got married.
In a matter of 1 month, I had two huge life-changing things happen to me. And the first one was marrying the love of my life. And the second one was hearing Andrew Womack minister on grace. And in less than a week, having my whole life turned upside down and changed. It was amazing.
We really make it too hard. You got to fast, you got to pray, you got to do this, you got to grab hold of God, you got to get into intercession, you got to do this and this and this. Well, you know what? If you're carnal, I think you probably do need to do all of those things. But if you would just put first the kingdom of God, make yourself a living sacrifice, love God and dwell in His presence, when you're delighting yourself in Him, He puts His desires in your heart.
It's not about Carrie in doing things or about me doing things or about us competing to get things to see what our gifts and callings is about how we complement each other and how we minister to the world.
So now we, you know, we minister together, we preach together as a team.
Who cares what face is put on it as long as Jesus is being glorified?
It's changed our project even, just because his gifts and his callings, and together we've taken the Bible school to another level, the church to another level, the way we mentor. I mean, we've been able to do premarital counseling and our purity conferences and even marriage groups, stuff that God's put on our hearts that has gone to a whole other level because we have that basis of a testimony of God has a call for your life, God has a timing for that calling, and if He has a person for you, He'll bring it at the right time, and then if you keep following Him, it'll open, there's going to be so much more ahead that you couldn't even imagine.
So I wanted you to see this because this illustrates what I'm talking about, that when you delight yourself in the Lord, He gives you the desires of your heart. Carrie, by some people's standards, gave up everything to go to Russia and to a people and to this cold and to all of these things and left her family and all of her potential and things. And yet she found God's perfect person over in Russia. Mike and Carrie just love God. And I tell you, they are anointed. Carrie, I've looked at her and I've seen her minister and I've looked at her and just, you know, through the Spirit, I can see that in the next 10, 20, 30 years, there's going to be hundreds and thousands of people raised up. And she and Mike are apostles. They will have people under them. And, you know, some people think about, look what you gave up. Boy, she gave up all of this carnal stuff that so many people are occupied with, and her life is making an eternal difference. I tell you what, she didn't give up anything except a lot of grief and sorrow. And I'd like to encourage you that there are some of you that would like to know what God's will for your life is, and yet you aren't seeking God with your whole heart. Here's another way of saying it. As long as you can live without knowing what God's will for your life is, you will. As long as you can just muddle through and survive, just doing the same old, just getting up, going to work, coming home, going to bed, watching television, and then get up and repeat the thing. If you're satisfied with that and you don't have any absolute assurance that your life is making an eternal difference, that if you were to die, somebody would miss you. If you can live that way, then you will. But you know what? When you make some of the decisions that you heard Mike and Carrie make, where they have just put their life on the line, they're serving God. God is not boring. I guarantee you, if you're bored, you haven't found God's will for your life. It'll take everything you've got. And if you would just open up your heart and make that commitment and seek God with your whole heart, then when you delight yourself in the Lord, God starts changing your desires. And He will start leading you to do things that in the natural you would have thought, I'd have never have done this. But God will give you a supernatural direction. And on the flip side of this, did you know the reason that some of you are not fulfilled is because there is a holy dissatisfaction on the inside of you. God is trying to stir you up through the desires of your heart and let you know that there's something more to life than what you're experiencing. And some of you are praying for joy and peace and happiness, and you're never going to find it until you find the center of God's will. So there is a holy, a God-given dissatisfaction. He's trying to lead you into something else, and yet many of us are so afraid of changing anything lest we become insecure and something happen. We're afraid of the unknown. But I promise you, just like these verses say, trust in the Lord and do good, and you shall dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. You need to be following God. You need to find out what God's will for your life is, and that's what I've been teaching on for 4 weeks. We're going to continue this on our program tomorrow. And I'd also like to encourage you to get these materials on how to find God's will, how to follow God's will, how to fulfill God's will, and also this teaching that you saw today about Mike and Carrie Pickett and their story, along with 7 other people who are just making a difference in their world. That's available too. So listen as our announcer gives you that information. And we have a phone number on the screen. I encourage you to call or write today and request these materials. And then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. This series is also available on DVD as seen on our daily TV program. You can receive it for a gift of any amount when you write or call. Or you can get today's teaching as part of the God's Will package, which includes 3 albums: How to Find God's Will, How to Follow God's Will, and How to Fulfill God's Will. As a bonus, the package includes the Destiny Stories DVD, highlighting 4 stories of people whose lives were transformed as they pursued God's will for their lives. The entire package has a catalog value of $120. But Andrew considers this teaching so important, he'd like to get it to as many people as possible. Therefore, he's offering it to you for a gift of just $75 or more. Remember to specify the CD or DVD package when you order. The first audio teaching in today's series is available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD titled Following the Desires of Your Heart, free of charge. We'd like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled God Wants You Well for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Durant, Oklahoma this week, July 28th through the 30th, in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 12th through the 14th, and in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Freedom Christian Center Camp Meeting September 12th through the 17th. He'll also be in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 18th through the 19th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado, for the annual Andrew Womack Ministers Conference, October 4th through the 8th, and in Buxton, Derbyshire, in England, for the Andrew Womack Ministries of Europe Ministers Conference, October 18th through the 20th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
When Andrew and Jamie were young, they went to a conference on biblical prosperity. They desperately wanted to get the teaching, but simply could not afford it. Andrew promised God that if he was ever in a position to make his teaching available, he would never deny it to someone for lack of funds.
And that's what motivated me really to give, is the fact that he gives his stuff away.
Our hearts are just tied with what Andrew's doing, what he's trying to accomplish.
The partnership is helping do what I can't do.
I know that I'm a part of something so big.
And my gifts can help reach the nations and the people. Whoever has ears to hear, they will hear.
For decades under communism, Russia recruited third world students to St. Petersburg to indoctrinate them in Soviet universities. Today, the students still come, but they no longer learn communism. They learn business, medicine, science, and law. Karis Bible College graduate Carrie Pickett has been there for 10 years, preparing these same professionals to return home with the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on today's news feature. Invest yourself in Karis Bible College today.